going to her husband's house and same night morning my father died. So one went to her husband, my sister went to husband's house, father went to grave to Baba. So then what happened? My mother became very grieved, disturbed, weeping all the time. So after 1.5 years, my uncle brought me to India. In those days there were no bus, no train in Iran. Newly car had come, but there was no public bus, so we came on the donkey. For the first time, I saw the steamer in the Persian Gulf, big steamer. And we came to Karachi. There was no Pakistan at that time. Pakistan not formed. It was all British India. So for the first time, I saw electricity at Karachi. It was, I tell you, it was in 1923. Yes, 1923. I saw electric light at Karachi. We came to Bombay. My uncle's son came to Bombay. And I was working in the restaurant, tea shop, washing cups, sasal, this, that. And after that, I worked also in the biscuit factory. A small boy, little, 9 years old. After that, they sent me to school, Persian school, Bombay. I was in the school hardly for 3-4 months. I was in the alphabet class. A, B, C, D, just like Persian, Alef, Bay, Tay, Say. All right. Then what happened? In the meantime, the announcement appeared in the papers. The name of the paper was Hablul Mateen. It was printed at Calcutta. In those days, Calcutta was very important city. Bombay was not developed so much as it is today. Calcutta was the biggest city in India, very important. Because for many years it was also the capital city of India before shifting to New Delhi. Capital was Calcutta. New Delhi, Persian paper, weekly, named Hablul Mateen, it was coming out in the Persian language. So, the Hablul Mateen, in Hablul Mateen, Nehra Ashram advertisement appeared, printed, and it went to Persian Gulf, to Bombay, Karachi, here, there, everywhere, and people came to know about Nehra Ashram. It appeared that the advertisement was, there is a school named Nehra Ashram, no name of Mehr Baba. Nehra Ashram, it is schooling, lodging, boarding, food, everything free of charge, clothing, books, everything free of charge. So it was attracted people. They said, all right, our son in the house, they go to play, to cinema, to picnic, they don't pay attention to study, it is better to send them off to Nehra Ashram. So they started, Muslim Iranis, they started sending their boys to Nehra Ashram. I was also among them. You know, 18 boys, Muslim, from Bombay, and then 14 from Iran, later on came. And a Persian section opened in the school, with his school master, school teacher, Persian language, books Persian and everything. So the most happiest days, I speak you truth, most happiest days of our life was Nehra Ashram. My God, we are at paradise. Unbelievably comfort, unbelievably happiness. Why? Any person with $2 million, $3 million, or about ₹1 crore could start such a thing. But the thing was that Mehr Baba was behind this. Mehr Baba was behind this, and this was is speciality. Mahababa, go. Thank you. We love Mahababa very much. Intense love for Baba. We were small boys. We did not know of much of spirituality. That we are part of God, we are Atma. Atma can go into the ocean, become Paramatma. And Meher Baba is God. The ocean came into the body. Please, finish it quickly because it disturbs my mind also. And you also cannot be, will not be able to hear. Just open it, close it and hear. Because by this thing, you will miss both sides. You will not be able to understand, you will not get it like that. So what happened? One thing was there. Intense love and dynamic attraction towards Meher Baba. And Meher Baba at that time was like this, exactly like this. It is 1927-28 of Meher Shantai Baba's life. Same dress, same chappal, old chappal, and like this. And you know, for this, the black coat, you see the black coat? I heard that Upasani Maharaj gave one blanket to Baba. Baba was at Sakuri. Baba would go, come back, and one time Baba stayed for longer time, because Upasani Maharaj was giving Meher Baba Jnan, divine knowledge. In English called Moses. What's the name? Moses?
Moses.
Moses, yes. In Persia, in Arabic, Persian, it's called Irfan. Irfan is divine knowledge. What Babajan did, Babajan took off the curtain, and Meher Baba found himself God. Now, one thing more is needed. Experience, divine experience, knowledge. So Babajan diverted or said, guided Meher Baba to go to Upasani Maharaj. Meher Baba went to Sai Baba. First, Meher Baba saw Sai Baba. Sai Baba was going to Lindi with all these drums and tramping like that. And then Baba saw Sai Baba, and Baba prostrated on the ground. And Sai Baba said, Parvardigar! Parvardigar means God Almighty. Highest term for God Almighty. Parvardigar. Parvardigar is nourisher, God nourisher, sustainer, nourisher, all in one word, right? So, then Baba, Upasani Maharaj, no, Sai Baba inwardly guided Nirvan to go to Sai Baba. Sai Baba, no, to Upasani Maharaj, yes, to Upasani Maharaj. Upasani Maharaj, when came and saw Sai Baba, Sai Baba guided him to go into the Khandava temple and be there for 4 years. 4 years. So, Upasani Maharaj, under the direction of Sai Baba, went into the small temple there and stayed. It was Shirdi and stayed there. And during the 4 years, Sai Baba made Upasani Maharaj perfect. And then Upasani Maharaj gave Gnosis, divine knowledge, to Meher Baba. And one day, Upasani Maharaj, with folded hand, just like saluted Meher Baba and said, Meher Baba, Tumi Ata, Tumi Avatar Aho, you are perfect, you are Avatar. See, one gets the knowledge, medical knowledge, from the books in the college. But by becoming doctor, through the book, only the book knowledge is not sufficient. You have to go to medical college, in hospital, where you know where they cut things, this is the nerve, heart is here, it comes blood through this, that, in all this, that you all know. So in this way, after Babajan took away the curtain from Babajan, from Mel Baba, Melvan, he saw, I am God. Then she directed there, and Mel Baba became perfect. Alright. Then after that, Mel Baba left Sakori, came to Pune, Chitar Singhi, there a small jopri. He told some of his disciples to make a jopri for him, a small hut for him. And then Baba started gathering his disciples. Slowly, by playing with them, atyapatya, this, that, telling them jokes. People would come, and all the time they felt, Mahesh Baba is not ordinary person. Although it looks just like a man, young man, but he's not ordinary person, because Baba would say the secrets of their hearts, the secrets of their house, this, that. So they felt he is something superior. At that time Baba would say, I am perfect master. Later on Baba declared, I am avatar and I am God. At Manjarevi, this, that, the level. So at Nehrashram, we all love Baba very much. Then what happened? After finishing the school classes, Baba would give discourses. Baba had stopped talking. I did not hear Mahesh Baba talking, because Baba stopped talking, observed silence, 10 July 1925, and I went to Nehrashram 1927. 2 years after that. So I did not hear Mahesh Baba talking. But Baba would use alphabet board, free alphabet board, and Baba would say stories, and they would translate into Persian, Urdu, Hindi, and all this. We would understand what Baba was to say. And Baba's gestures were so simple, and so sublime, and so sweet, that even a child could understand. With the movement of his hands, this, that, like that. So what happened? The Muslim boys attracted towards Mahesh Baba more and more and more and more, into such an extent that if they not see Mahesh Baba, they would be restless, just like a fish out of water. So what happened? Before going to school, and up the hill and down the hill, we would go to school. School was down the hill, lower Merawa. Later on, shifted to upper Merawa. Before going to school, the two dormitory, which is one museum and the other is Baba's things are kept. There were two halls. We would sleep in the night there, and all of us would say collectively, Hari Par Matma Allah Ahura Vas God Yazdan Hu. This composed by Mahesh Baba. This is international prayer composing all name of God. Hari Par Matma Allah Avramas, God, Yazdan Hu. Name of God in different languages. So, 15 minutes up the hill, and then before we join the class, we will stand in line. And like this, towards the sun. Because at that time, 8 o'clock, sun would, 7:30 or 8, sun would be there, in front of sun. So what happened then? Someone, the news, took it to Bombay that the Muslim boys compelled to stand before the sun with folded hand and worship the sun. And this, you know, this created a lot of misunderstanding, fright in the heart of the Muslim guardians, fathers, of the relatives of the boy. They said, oh, the whole thing is a plot in order to convert our Muslim boy from Islam to Zoroastrian religion. They have founded this, and all this is a plot. Now, those who thought like this, they were most idiot persons. Because, first of all, they had not seen even Meher Baba. When some boy would bring to school for keeping in the school, the guardians, father or brother, they would not allow to come to Meher Baba, to see Meher Baba. Only by permission of Meher Baba, someone was allowed to come to see. All these hands was done by the management organizers of Maharashtra. They would say, all right, your boy, son, is permitted to admit into Maharashtra. And they would get his signature on the big book, and then father would return. The boy would be there. Father, relatives, uncles, brothers, never allowed to go to Singapore. Seldom cases when one Baba himself would say, bring that person, Shoda Buddha. That too for moment, 1 minute, just like that and go. So they did not know Meher Baba, one thing. Meher Baba is God, they did not know. Then they started taking out boys from Maharashtra. But as soon as they reached Bombay, the boy would take train and run out from the house, shop, come to Meher Baba. Because they could not bear the separation of the beloved Meher Baba. Baba's personality was just like a powerhouse, dynamic, spreading love, so much love. That is Baba, Baba, and Baba. Even they would not say God, they would say just Baba. The most threatening and the most horrible thing for the boy was, you will be sent away. Finished. Then the boy would burst into tears. Oh, please, don't do that. Don't send me home. I want to be here. And then Baba would say, all right, you behave well. Don't beat that boy. Behave well, nice. Don't use bad words. In the school, no one would use bad words. Just like abuse? No. None. All of them were in one dress. Coat, shirt, khaki pant, half pant, black cap, two handkerchief. This was our dress. Once a week, bath day. When school is closed, that is bath day. We would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock. By the noise of the bell, all would get up 6 o'clock. To go to bed 10 o'clock, get up 6 o'clock. And then, we would go to ease ourselves, wash face, this, that. And then, 6 to 7 for this. Then, 7 to 7:30 breakfast. Tea. In a glass of tea, one glass tea, and bread, wheat bread. Very nice tea. There were no jam, no eggs,
Nothing.
But the bread and the tea, it was so delicious. So delicious. Most delicious thing in the world, that breakfast. Ah, Lord eat. A stomach full. Sufficient. Tea, everything, bread, to take. Then after that, 7:45, 15 minutes, this Hari Paramatma, Allah, Auramas, God, Yadran, then 8:00, would come down in a line, just like in a troop, come down to go to school. While crossing the rails, railway lines, one would stand, one mandari would stand like this, face towards Ahmadnagar railway station. And the other would stand in the rails, you know, in between the rails, not side, in between the rails, facing Manmar side. So both would see the movement of the trains. Our going to school was in such a way that never train would come. But even for precautionary measure, Baba arranged in this way. Whenever they see, suppose those who come in the trolley to check the rails or something comes, immediately they would stop the boys. Seeing there, immediately would stop. Never any accident happened. Never. All nice, good. We would go to school, 5 minutes before entering the school, this same prarthana at school. Teachers was not allowed to touch our bodies. Teachers were not allowed to cane the boys. If a boy make a mischief, so what would happen? The teacher would complain to manager. The manager, Bhuasai, would bring this to Baba's notice. Baba would say, call the boy. So, Baba would give him some sweet words. Why you do this? Why you hit that other boy, you know, your classmate? Why you were rude to your master? Like this, you know. But for some serious things, Baba would give order the boy to be caned. 3 cane, 5 cane, this much, not like that. And the caning also was belonged to one person, deputed by one person, Adi's brother, Rustam. Adi's brother Rustam. He was in charge of caning. Only he could kill, no other person. The school was going nice, fine, all right. Then we would come, 12:00 we would come up. 12 to 2 we would take our lunch and some classwork, some this, that. 2:00 we would go down to join our class up to 5:00. 5:00 we would come back and we would get tea, our tea, and 1 hour it was for game. 1 hour reserved for game. 5:30 to 6:30. 1 hour. There were cricket game, atia patia and this and that. And at Christmas time and Diwali time, Baba would call ample, with big generosity, all these boxes of crackers, this, that, and they would give to each boy several things, crackers like that, this, that. This was the school days. Very happy, very nice. After coming from the play, half an hour there was recess. Then 7 to 8,
was a spiritual class. A spiritual class was in such a way that the school teachers, under the instruction of Meher Baba, they would give the life of Christ, saints, Tukaram, Shams-e Tabriz, other saints, like that, you know. Francis of Assisi, like this. In language-wise, they made group. Christian language, one group. With a Christian teacher, separate, and he would talk to them in English. Persians, they were under Khosrow Afsari, our teacher, Khosrow Afsari. He would say things from Masnavi, Shams-e Tabriz, Masnavi and Shams-e Tabriz and other books. And those things heard from Meher Baba, they would like. So slowly, slowly, what happened? Slowly, slowly, the love of God, the love of for God, created in our heart. Intense love for God created inside. The boy became more and more attracted to Baba. Wherever we find time, we go to Baba, near Baba, sit with Baba, do like that. Then after that, Baba abolished that spiritual class. You know the existing window at the Samadhi site? There is one window opens at this Baba's cabin. This was full door. Baba would come through this door, go inside. And this is not in this shape that is now. It was with thin shades, this, that, simple. In the night, Baba would retire inside, and then they made platform like this. So the small boy would sit A20, B20, C20. It was height wise, not age wise. A small boy first, and then tall ones behind. Once they formed this line, and they said, the authority said, you have to come and sit in this way every time when you come. So we knew where to sit. This done once, and we would follow that route. So all of us could see Meher Baba's face clearly, very clearly. Baba was very handsome, very beautiful. Baba was very beautiful, very handsome. At that age, he was from Sharia and Shirin. Father handsome, mother handsome. And moreover, God was inside. It reflects outside. So, this spiritual class was going on. So what happened one day that suddenly Baba, before my going down to school, we would start 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock going down for our classes. So Baba was sitting there. Baba spotted me there, and Baba went like that. This means come. So I knew that Baba was calling me. I ran to Baba. Baba did not tell me by mouth or by board, because I could not read the board, and Baba did not talk to me because Baba was silent. So what Baba said? See, this is sign of book. And this is bring, and this is two. Baba said, bring your two books. I ran to my box and brought two books. One book was Persian. One book was English. The Persian book was, no, the English book was Macmillan Reservoir. Baba opened the book and told me to read. It was English book. In school for everyone, there were two languages. If a man is from mother tongue is Gujarati, Gujarati and English. If mother tongue is Marathi, Marathi and English. Hindi or English. And for me, it was Persian and English. So, Baba opened the book, Baba told me, read. I read. The lesson was, men lay the rails on the road. It was about railway train, railway lines and all this. So I read that. Then what happened? Baba closed the book, kept it aside, and Baba opened another book, Persian, and told me to read. I read. Now see, I read that. Then Baba closed this, and Baba made it like that. Now, this had two meanings. This go had two meanings. One meaning, worldly side, physical side. One meaning, internal meaning, that only Baba knew. When Baba made like that, I took it, just Baba tells me, now you go to your class. So I took my two books and went and joined the others and went to the class. But the inner meaning which Baba meant, it was, you will be taken from this school. You will be taken away. See? You will be taken away. These have two meanings. One physical meaning, just go to your class. But the other meaning, you will be taken away. Same day, my uncle came. There was no telegram, no letter, no message that my uncle will come and take me and his son. My uncle's name was Hassan Ali. Hassan Ali. So, 4 o'clock afternoon, one tanga came at Mehrabad. Tanga means horse-driven carriage. There are in Ahmednagar some, in those days there were no rickshaw, no bus. The bus was there. Ahmednagar Pune bus was there. But no rickshaw. So, he came and it was reported to Baba. So Baba said, why he has come? They said, Baba, someone has come, his name is Hassan Ali, and he wants to take two boys from this school, his son and me. So Baba allowed us to go. Baba gave permission and I went. But I did not like to go. For 10 months I had not eaten meat, mutton. So same night he took me and his son. We went to Pune, and at Pune for the first time they brought food for us. It was mutton and bread, and I ate. I said, now Mehrashan finished. I have to eat this food. Whether here or Bombay. Although I did not want to eat, but there was no way out. If I would say refuse to eat, my uncle would beat me. Why you have become Hindu? Non-mutton eater, this, that, like this. To avoid that, I ate, but I did not like it.